If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.
This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network.
Today, this could be the greatest day of our lives.
What?
What's the next bit of that?
I don't know.
Is that the same
Make
song?
Love to Me.
Is that what they sing?
What are you singing?
Take That.
Take That.
Oh.
Yeah, you yeah, and me, we just... can light up the stars if you stay with me.
They're attractive.
Hot, loud,
and a little bit sad.
He was the best guy around.
Oh my, is it hot in here or what?
You're an attractive guy.
It's the fabulous Tony Cantwell.
I'm talking about Shane Daniel Byrne.
Idiots on the moon!
People keep asking me, I was drinking re-rot at a party and they were like, do you have literally loads of re-rot? And I said, no, I have some. They do give me some as part of this deal.
Yes.
But you know what I also did? I bought some of my own.
It's delicious.
Just like the people that are listening to this that we want them to do.
Yes. I mean, that's the idea, I suppose.
That's what it is.
Advertising one-on-one, baby.
Brass tacks.
But it is good. You buy it yourself. That's what you're saying. It's a nice beer and they support us. Which
and it's just so light and fresh. Killian, did they have re-rot in Germany?
No, and that's why I will never return.
Oh, wow. All that beer, but it doesn't touch a delicious, light and fresh can of Rira Harsh Lager. At Rira Beer on Instagram.
Girl.
Well, they're, you know.
Woman. I think you should be looking for a woman.
You should be looking for
Gary
a woman.
Gary Barlow.
I remember reading Gary Barlow in some, like, rag magazine. And you know when they have, like, the big statement headline to grab your attention. And it was a picture of him looking sad, being like, I was rolling 40 spliffs a day. Like 40 spliffs?
40 spliffs.
A day.
Oh my God.
But like, that's what I kind of like
His
about Gary Barlow.
His fingers must be blistered.
Like even when he's kind of down and out, like he's not like on the bag or he's not like popping like amphetamines or some, you know, pain medication or anything like that. It's just like proper holistic, you know? He's still going to do the work.
40
you know,
splits a day. His fingers would be in ribbons. He wouldn't have any time to smoke the things. He'd just be rolling them. Were they rolling for those mates?
I think he was.
I was rolling 40 splits a day for other people. I
think he was rolling rollies.
Yeah.
And he didn't know. I think he was buying like, I think he thought he was buying like Amberleaf and he thought that was weed and he was just smoking a lot at the time.
I just got addicted to rolling them. I wasn't into smoking them. Just rolling them.
I got a rolling machine. It was very satisfying.
Anyway, it is rag week here at Young Hot Guys and we are raising money for a lot of worthy charities.
Oh.
So there's activities all across the Young Hot Guys campus this week for rag week. So make sure you get out. There's lots of free condoms.
Yeah. There's lots of free condoms.
We have them left over.
Don't waste them on poshies, guys. Yeah, please. The last thing you want is that you waste one on a poshie and you're actually there. You're a lovely bird or bloke.
And the government do know about the poshie and we do lose the grant of the free condoms if they find out that you've all been using them on poshies and there is a way of finding it.
This is true. So, you know, we're against poshies. If you want to join that society, actually, the anti-poshie fab society. Did you join any societies in college?
You, Tony, you don't need to take any. You'll be fine. Yeah, yeah. No, it's fine. You'll be fine. Killian, Tony, Shane, you'll be fine.
The,
yeah, yeah. No,
the first college night I went to was the Halloween ball.
Oh.
And they were giving you out literally into your hand condoms on the way in.
Wow.
And then I said, I knew I would have no need for this. So I was like, oh, no, thanks. And then I felt... Idiot, you idiot. Now everyone thinks you're a virgin, which you are. I'm like, oh, I was just like, I know it's fine.
Why
I was like, oh, I should have been like,
that?
Yeah, I'm probably going to use it tonight here, actually, probably in the club.
How many do you have in there? 50? That's not enough for me tonight. Maybe I'll need to go to the shop.
More!
Actually, can I have 5 because I've got loads of STDs? I might want to quintuple up because I've got like 9 STDs.
Yeah, I like to double wrap.
You ever double wrapped? No, let's not. But okay. They give a. Do you know? I'd be taking out everything for free. I'd be taking fucking the tampons and everything. You know.
Do you guys run for student council?
hey, you cool guys over there running for student council? We could really need use a bright mind like you.
You guys, I need just a couple more signatures for my petition to get on board student council. I'm hoping to run this year.
So this year, we're going to make the student shop. It's going to have crunchies. It's going to have alcohol. It's going to be here in the canteen. We're going to have movie night every Tuesday. It's going to be cool.
It's always going to be Rocky Horror Picture Show every week.
I love it. You have my
vote. Student body really needs that.
Can we get Tangies back in the tuck shop? This is what I will die. This is the hill I will die on, to get Tangies back in the tuck shop.
We had a tuck shop in school, and it sold so much trash. Like, it was brilliant. I think it was 5p. I think it was 5p for the Tangies in those days.
It was 5p.
Now, you'd be double up tenner for the Wham or a Stinger.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was
and a penny. Angela's Ashes novel.
And a penny for the penny jellies. And I remember there was a boy that went up, and all the mams worked in the tuck shop. And looking back, so did my mam. And I thought that was actually sweet. It was just literally to see me for a glimpse. I thought it was very sweet. She worked in the tuck shop. But one of the boys went up and had a pound. Good fucking stuff.
Big, heavy
thing. Big fucking heavy.
Doubloon,
two hands.
Proper doubloon.
Two hands.
And you had a proper twing when you'd flick it, right? Went in there, 100 jellies. And one of the mams gave it to him. And this guy was walking out 100 jellies. He was eating the whole thing. And the principal was all like, said to the mam, you can't give, like, there has to be, I don't know what the cutoff is, but you can't be giving the boy.
Well, a tenpenny bag was 100. The thing.
Yeah.
A tenpenny bag was the thing. That was the thing.
100
jellies.
Fair play to him.
100 jellies.
Fair play to him.
And my mate Austin
used to. He's holding up his little hands and she was just pouring onto his little hands.
More.
Whips out another pound coin. More.
They got later on in our school, they built a canteen. We didn't have a canteen. And they built one later on and it was on the news and everything.
Wow.
And it was this thing called IQ, Intelligent Cuisine. And it was like healthy food for the boys to eat in Dublin 6W. And then it was run by Campbell Catering, who are also known as Aramark.
Oh, yes.
Oh, cancelled.
Everyone's favourite rapacious catering giant.
And Avoca, right?
Yeah, they have Avoca as well, and they profit off the direct provision.
They do. So, yes, they do.
That's what they do. Anyway, they're gross. But it was a whole big fuss. They gave away a bike.
What?
A fella won a bike, and the bike, for some reason, was attached to the ceiling. Our school had nothing. This was wild.
What do you mean?
But no, he could keep it up.
They took it down the school?
When he won it.
Get up on your bike. Little Victorian child has to cycle to keep the lights on.
You've won the job of giving us electricity.
You're the bicycle boy.
Stay up there now.
Sir, I really don't think I need...
Faster now. We're watching a movie. The VCR demands it.
Please, sir. Please.
Faster. We're using the projector.
On your bike. On your bike.
Sir, please.
I need to be.
Anyway,
so my legs are rock.
They had the news.
Oh, sorry.
And it was great. Right. And then within weeks, they turned it into oven pizzas and microwave chips and shit like that.
Yeah, why not?
Oh,
fuck it.
Right.
And then they closed it.
What a
pathetic venture.
Where was Jamie Oliver?
Jamie crying. Oliver was crying.
I'm going up to boys with tears in their eyes. I say, stop eating this trash. Stop eating it. What's wrong with everyone?
What could they have given us?
What is poverty?
People hate Jamie Oliver, don't they? They really don't like him.
I don't know. Unless you've got a good reason.
How short can the meals get?
What do you mean?
30-second meal.
Yeah.
1-second meal.
Put an egg in a cup. Microwave. I'm broke. I'm broke, guys.
Crack an egg in your mouth. One second meal.
We were really high watching Jamie Oliver one time, and he'd always be like, he'd always say, just a glug. And he would like fucking douse stuff in olive oil.
Oh, yeah.
Just a glug. Yeah. And then he would be like, just a spoon of olive oil. And he'd put a big spoon, and he would say, just a spoonful of olive oil. And he'd glug loads. And then we were like really high, and we're like, how big is this fucking spoon?
How big are these spoonfuls, man?
But then, right? It was, how big are these fucking spoons? And then it cut to a wide shot, and he had these massive ornate spoons behind him. We were like, oh! Like, those are the spoons.
Do you remember the spoons, Tony?
The spoons.
A few seconds ago.
Those are the greatest days of my life.
Yeah.
Just being lads, smoking J's, watching Jamie talking about spoons.
Just take me back.
Nice one.
Yeah, nice one.
Jamie and his spoons.
Yeah. Can't get the good spoons anymore, sure you can't. Them days. The blue ghosts.
what are you talking about? I don't know.
He's making an analogy of spoons being drugs. Yeah, what was your lunch for school, Kevin?
Well...
Finally, we get to talk about this. I know. Like, we've been sitting on this for so long.
I've been pushing this. No, but people love nostalgia, so I've been pushing this brazenly.
I don't know. Are people ready? Okay, here we go. I guess we're going to do it.
Yeah, pot noodles were banned in our school.
Were they
banned?
Yeah, because some lad, this lad was walking along.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
and he got scorched and he had third degree burns.
He was carrying his pot noodle and someone kicked a football at him. And it fell on his head, and he ended up getting scalded. And
That's not okay. That's kind of funny.
People like bullied him for it. He stopped everyone. Someone literally kicked a football at him, and he got injured. And people were like, "You got pot noodles banned, you prick!" And it was like it was his fault.
What you've done there, Killian, is gleefully told a sad story. I'm confused.
It's very, very
something good. About. Will you tell your good lad banter story from the festival?
Oh, this was funny. Well, we were talking kind of on a similar thing about how just men, when they get together in a kind of like, can just do very funny, silly things.
Yes.
Almost like a very good improv crew or something like that. But I was watching these lads at All Together Now Festival, and they were all real hungover and they hadn't washed or whatever.
Meldy.
And they were meldy and they were at the sinks, and one of the guys was like splashing himself in the face, and he was trying to, you know, give himself sort of a shower in the thing. And he was like trying to get his friend to do it. And his friend was like, "Oh, I don't want to do that." Cause it's like, you know, it's drinking water or whatever. Yeah. He's like, "No, man, come on. And he like gets him over and he lifts some water and kind of splashes it on his head. And then one of his other lads just goes, "Ah, John the Baptist."
Ah, that's good.
And then within like 2 seconds, all of the lads were like queuing up, like kind of like people like this getting ready to get baptized. And then they turn around and cross their hands. And then he would sort of dunk them. And they'd be like, "John the Baptist, John the Baptist."
That is fucking like, top tier.
It was so funny.
That's so funny.
It was just the funniest thing I've ever seen. And they were so quick to it. They're like, stations. Yeah. And they all were lining up.
Positions, gentlemen.
John the Baptist. And he was just baptizing people.
He got decapitated, didn't he, John the Baptist?
He did, yes.
Yeah, because King Herod called for John the Baptist's head in a plate.
That's just a shame. Yeah. Anyway, whatever happened to him? Sorry, I just remembered.
That guy was fine, though. He was a legend. Yeah.
No, that's great.
Yeah. So his head remained intact.
See, that's the thing. Like, girls, what about boys talk about? Meanwhile, boys, John the Baptist. Yeah. You know?
That's a good sketch. You should put that online. That sounds really funny.
Girls have fun, too. Do you know what? I hate the fact.
Girls just want to have fun. That's all they want to do.
No, I have a daughter, as you know, and it is my dream. This is my Martin Luther King speech. It is my dream that one day girls can be goofy and silly. And there are girls who are goofy and silly, and not just because it's part of some rom-com plot where they're goofy once and they embarrass themselves in front of the guy that they like. Girls can just be goofy. Give us girl Jim Carrey's. Put them fucking front and center. Girls are goofy and they have to hide it. And I hate it.
You think so? I feel like this.
I don't think they're allowed to be goofy.
I know goofy girls.
I know very goofy girls, but like when you're, I mean, like teen girls, you know, when you're kind of growing up and you're kids, I feel like girls don't, in front of boys or in front of, you know, they have to almost hide it.
Is it a boys. Space that the tomboy might occupy?
It's space that tomboy might occupy, yes,
right,
very
right,
much so.
Right.
Yeah. Were you a tomboy?
I was a tomcat.
My neck is actually, sorry. My neck's not...
Shut up.
No,
oh,
my
off.
Neck's not good.
No,
sorry.
Stop. Okay. No. You said not to talk about this.
I'm just
this.
Saying... stop. Shit, I might have to say something.
Stop. Well, okay.
Oh, just last night...
Shut up.
Shane was in the car. And
I said this... Okay, I think an event happened. An incident occurred.
I offered to drive as well.
Do you suck Shane off? What's going on here? I don't fully understand.
Okay, so... No, but just to preface this, right? I did not expect this to come up because I said... Well, at least we can... Well, I'll get to the end. But I said, at least we can talk about this in the podcast. And Killian said, I don't think you should. So anyway, we did our show in the pavilion. The show was nice in Dunleary. And then we left. Killian's parents were there.
Lovely.
Yep. Yeah. Then we left. And their friend, Andrea.
No, Auntie Andrea.
Your Auntie Andrea.
Yeah, godmother.
Okay, right.
Andrea.
Your godmother. Okay.
Well, I know.
Well, she could be Helmut's friend. Anyway,
yeah.
So
no, sister-in-law.
Then we left. We got in the car park. We had to have a whole situation. I put the thing beside my phone so the ticket didn't work. We had to ring a man through a machine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I thought for a minute, isn't the world strange? You press this button that presses a call, but it's just ringing some man in some office who's not even
really
on site.
Yeah.
And I'm speaking to a machine as if it's a phone. I was like, what a weird world we live in. Then we danced around to the whole music. Anyway,
but then
we got in the car, talking about the show. That was good. Yeah, this, that, and the other. Very empty car park. And I reversed directly into another car. Like, just Just like, not even like as in the turning of the reverse. Just like there was a car directly behind my car. So what I did was just reverse straight into it.
Are you okay?
I mean, this,
were you in an accident that wasn't
your
fault?
You know the way like different people remember things differently? Because,
okay, what's your version?
Well, my lawyer advised me on this. But I mean, I guess... Like, I remember kind of Shane. I'm not sure how sober Shane was.
Sure, yeah.
I don't know. Okay. I wasn't with him at all times.
Of course.
But there was definitely a moment when I was sitting, and I did offer to drive, and I actually asked a few times, are you okay, Shane? And he kind of had this sort of crazed look in his eyes. And I remember just before, he started revving before, he was like, woo, woo, woo,
wow, boy racer.
And then he kind of just said, I said, Shane, I think there's a car behind me. He said, well, they better get out of the fucking way. And then he just screeched, and it was like one of those screeching, and what? My neck. Honestly, it felt like I got rammed in the back by a herd of buffalo.
Oh my God.
And I don't want to like have to bring this to a legal situation, and no one wants to go to court, Shane.
No.
But maybe we could figure something out. I don't know, but my neck is
it's full of jokes now. More importantly, I actually made more jokes. When we were in the car on the way home, we were like driving somewhere down the road, and I was like, God, I just feel shaken up after the accident. I was thinking of it for about 2 minutes. I was thinking of, I'm going to say this now to kill him. And I was like, I'll wait for the right
it
time.
It did make me laugh.
It did.
It was very funny. But like, because then, it was such a minor bump.
But it was so, I can't explain it. It was like as if I was like, there is no, I must have looked. And I even have one of them screens.
Yeah.
I don't know. TV screen, but it doesn't beep. Killy was like, there's not beep. I was like, obviously it doesn't beep because I just crashed into another car. Now we both got out. Killy helped and we both got out and looked. There was not a mark.
No, there was
it was
there.
Very
wow.
slow.
Great.
But like, Jesus. What if that? I was so convinced it was like, oh, there's something small on the ground I've hit. It was a BMW car. A full car.
We survived.
Are you sad that we have a story without you? Guys.
I mean, I'm trying to get in on it. I'm trying to smile, but I'm kind of broken a little bit.
I shouted you out in the show and people did, woo!
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, then I slagged you a little bit and then I got back on track.
Okay, that's fine.
I said, where is he now? Fuck him. And then I said, oh, no, he's preparing for his own tour. Tickets are available now.
Thank you.
Yeah. So,
thank you very much.
Good. Yeah.
I want to see you at Vicar, by the way. I want to come see you.
Come see me on Vicar on the 8th of March.
Yes, I'd love to.
Tomorrow is Vicar Street.
First, podcast. We'll be there. We'll be there as well. I don't know if you're around.
I have butterflies in my tummy about that.
Do you?
It's going to be fun.
I feel like, you know, you plan, you dream of this stuff. I don't know, is this podcast material? Is it stuff for us to chat about offline? I don't know. You're like, that's a dream. And then it's coming and you're like, yeah, grand. But then it's like, oh my God, it really is coming. Oh my God.
Yeah, it is. No, it's weird. I mean, it's kind of, it's a very weird, there's no, you kind of think, I feel like your framework from when you're a kid is all like, I'm really looking forward to my birthday. And I was like, oh my God, my birthday was amazing.
Yeah,
that was great.
Yeah.
And then like, so you look forward to something and it's very good. It's like, look forward to Christmas. And it's very good. But like, you're always looking forward to gigs and it's kind of hard to maintain that kind of, you know, like, oh my God, that was amazing. And they all are, you know, amazing when they're good and when people had a good time. But it's a weird kind of, it's not the same kind of balance because you're kind of more excited versus the kind of joy that you feel. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's hard to explain.
Well, last night he killed.
Who? The woman in the car?
No.
She was killed. Killian helped me.
I survived. Brandy over here.
She's still in the car. She's in the boot. She's in the boot. There's a nationwide manhunt.
Caitlyn Jenner over here.
It was very.
Those girls on TikTok are going to start doing. Now, this is an interesting case that came up where.
What's these girls?
You know, the true crime gals on TikTok.
I don't know them.
Oh my God, you never see these?
No.
These are gals who don't have anything else going on in their life. So they do is they read Wikipedias. No, they're disrespectful of people's lives.
Fair.
So they read Wikipedias and then they just go. This is the case of Killian Sunderman. Killian Sunderman was brutally unalived.
What?
Yeah, they do that.
Where are they reading this from?
It's not about you. I just chose your name.
Come on, Killian, haven't you noticed something different? Your reflection not in the mirror anymore. You're dead.
I thought that was just
you've been dead for a long time.
Mirrors.
Have you actually watched back these videos?
I thought there were windows.
We're talking to an empty seat.
Yeah, we've also lost our fucking minds. Yeah. You're dead and we're fucking nuts.
We're fucking nuts.
Can I just say, when we came into the Head Stuff Podcast studios today,
yes.
It felt like the Queen was in town.
It was all business.
There was also dead.
Cupcakes.
Also dead. Also more dead people you're friends with.
In case people have forgotten.
She died at her beloved Balmoral.
Yes.
Yes.
Scotland.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes.
Good for her.
Great for her.
What do you think you're her most proud? No, we'll talk about the Queen later. You were saying.
Well, no, I'm just saying there was cupcakes, you know.
There was.
There was a fresh, big, brewed coffee.
There was those pump coffee.
One of those plunger pumps, which is a very delicious coffee because
it's
always
free. But
they're
too hard.
Too hard to plump?
Too hard to plump.
Plump.
They're too hard to pump.
Like when they make you look weak.
Can we not just pour?
Like, there's enough.
It's big enough that you should be able to pour it out of
the
spout.
I just was like, why is it not always like this? I thought, oh, well, finally the young hot guys are getting their recognition. Mm. You know, their recognition for basically being the driving force behind Head Stuff Podcast
Studios. They'd love
studios,
that, to hear that.
Becoming the best podcast.
One of their newest podcasts. They'd love that.
And it was because of us.
The 10 years in the game we've been on, a couple of months. Yeah,
100%. Yeah, we had been on, we released maybe one, two episodes. And
everything changed for them.
And then they won immediately after that. So it's definitely because of us.
Yeah. Who did they have? I think Donica was downstairs. I don't
know
if he's the host of this.
Callahan was there.
Yeah, he was.
And I realized that's why they're rolling out the red carpet, the red for Munster carpet.
Yeah, but I don't think Donica O'Callaghan eats cupcakes.
I saw him scoffing an almond croissant.
Did you?
Yeah.
An almond croissant. Well,
I don't know if I can say that on the air, Tony. Well. But I think I could say it. I saw Donegal O'Callaghan scoffing an almond croissant.
Let Tony respond. Tony, can you please let Tony respond?
That's what I saw.
I've asked you twice. Please let Tony respond. Tony, can you just make the accusation that the allegation that Donegal O'Callaghan has eaten an almond croissant? I mean, in your position, where do you get
I'm absolutely aghast. That would be totally against his current diet, current training scheme.
Tony, I saw what I saw, Tony.
Let me finish. As far as I know, Dunica eats fairly clean. He's up at 3 o'clock in the morning. He rides a dolphin at work, and he eats exclusively fish eggs.
Do you not think that's the face of someone who eats butter?
We have texts coming in.
He's got joy in his eyes, Tony. Just to get to the text.
If I may, Killian, we're running low on time. If we have texts coming in saying Killian Sunderman's position is untenable on the podcast, we have texts coming in saying, glad Tony has said that. It's very important to have that.
RTE is the virus.
You were in there today.
I was out there today, I tell you. I'm out there once a week these days.
You were.
Never off the air.
You're doing a good RTE voice.
Did you have an impression off with Callan himself?
No, I did. I did an English accent and an American accent, and I was like, "Am I subconsciously Sean Oliver Callan? Like, I can do them too. Yeah. Me too. I do voices. I do them as well, Oliver.
Can I have your job?
Can I be in your telly show, like Killian and all that? Get to be in the telly show, but
like
not me and Tony.
No, we can't. Because we said no to no worries.
So good at he's so good at impressions, and the way you practice your impressions is they'll ask you in and go, "Hey, can you do Paul Mescal or can you do?" I don't know, Jerry Ryan or someone like that. Mm. And the way it works is you workshop it with Oliver, and basically you will do what you think they sound like. And he'll be like, yeah, they kind of sound, and he'll actually just do it perfectly.
He is very good.
And like, this is actually what they sound like. Try to do it more like this. And you're like, okay, like, why? What the fuck? Like, I can't ever do that. Like, he can just make his voice other people's voices. I don't know. It's the weirdest skill ever.
I wish I had that. You just abuse it.
It's real studious as well. They study the voice. It's like, he'd be like, no, it's lower. It's kind of lower, slower sound. Like they go down like this, like that. I don't know what that's like a whole person crawling past a window.
No, Paul Mescal always sounds like he's falling out of a window. I'd really go, yeah. Have you heard of the Doppler effect? Apply the Doppler effect to all of your impressions. And he doesn't talk like that, of course. He talks a bit like this. That's better, wasn't it?
Oliver Callan.
Yeah. He doesn't talk like that. He's actually quite articulate. He's quite enunciative.
Yes.
Isn't he?
And a little bit, ooh.
And a little bit, ah.
On the show.
Sorry,
Shane Daniel Byrne.
You're going to get us fucking done.
You said you said ah, and then I said it.
And I say Paul McGrath when I hear ooh ah.
I said Paul McGrath. Sorry.
I say ooh ah, Paul McGrath.
I say ooh ah, Paul McGrath.
This is not a rebel podcast.
Where's Bono? Let's shout out Bono. What the fuck? Where is Bono?
Where are you?
Hello, Bono. Hello.
Ori Gaza.
Ori Gaza, yeah. Mm. Bono, fuck off, Bono.
Get ready to celebrate with us as Headstuff hits a remarkable milestone. That's right, it's our 10-year anniversary, and we want to celebrate with you. To mark this special occasion, we're rolling out the red carpet with exciting surprises. For a limited time only, you can subscribe to Headstuff Plus at headstuffpodcast.com and enjoy a 14-day free trial to access ad-free bonus content from all the shows on the network. And if you're already a member, you'll get 20% off all merch from your favourite shows. Thank you for 10 years of support from all the team at Headstuff.
I'm very disappointed. I'm very, very disappointed that he hasn't said something. Now, there was a video doing the rounds that he did do a song that was kind of like, you know, it was, he'd incorporated like Star of David. This is literally after the, this is not funny at all. This is literally after the first initial Hamas attack. And then he was like, of course, singing about that because it was an awful massacre that happened at the music festival. Mm. But since, and that was being reshared, being like, oh, Bono like just did this at the Sphere. And like, he did that the day the thing happened. Now yeah. he's been, his silence has been fucking deafening since.
Didn't he say it right? And he's like, but my Sphere, this yeah. is my Sphere time.
The ball. I got a big ball.
Who's when that?
A ball, Bono. I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
Get Callan on the fucking blower there. Have him fix you.
No, wait. He didn't he do when the Chilean miners were missing? He dedicated a song to them and it was, I still haven't found what I'm looking for.
No, he didn't.
He did. Yeah, there was a big controversy. He goes, this one goes out to the Chilean miners. Like, you know, who all got out, thank God.
Yes.
And he was like, and I still haven't found. It's like, what? Why are you singing that song? Was that just in the set list? Oh, or were you like, God, this is kind of thematically fits?
I remember after the there had been a terrorist attack in London where a madman with a knife had, on London Bridge had tried to stab a lot of people and successfully had done it with a couple of people. And then Guns N' Roses were playing like the day after and I went to go see them live. Mm. And Axl Rose came out in a Union Jack outfit and a Union
oh,
Jack hat.
No.
And he said, this is, you know, this is a tribute to London after the horrible terrorist attack that happened last night. It's called My Michelle. And then he's like, your daddy walks in, porno. Now that mama's not around. And I was like, why My Michelle? Why is he singing My Michelle? He probably said, we're not changing the set list at all. But he's all like, well, I bet he already had the kind of Union Jack outfit and yeah. he was going to sing My Michelle. It's like, this is for the victims.
The dedication
your daddy
work.
Walks in, porno.
You can't really dedicate like jokes in the same way. Musicians can dedicate songs like, you know, like this goes out to that beautiful woman, hey there, Delilah. What it's like? Like you can't really go like.
And you did that at every sleaze gig, don't you? Between
yeah, I do. I do every single song.
Killian is a proper rock and roll. When you see the shows, he's sexy on it. He's good at like he's proper good at it.
Ah, shut up.
Yeah. I don't want Anton to change the dynamic of how I see you.
No, it's
no new information.
No,
please.
It's very much temporary.
Is it okay?
Like you see Killian now, and you're like, okay, cutesy hippie boy, whatever, yeah. adorable. Not
out there. That's nice. Is that what you do?
That's filling in. I steal it sometimes. Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah.
good.
It's especially great when you're in like Fibbers playing to three people, and you're like, are you out there? And the lad's like, I was actually just passing through, going to the toilet. I'm like, but you're still somewhere there.
Did you have any other band names that your other bands you've been in that had silly names?
Oh my God. That's the biggest part of being in a band is finding the band name. We yeah. chose these just out of just like, please, just can we stop this?
Mm.
We had one idea was called Mixed Nuts.
That's
but
fun.
The first album would have a tagline called saying may contain nuts.
That's good. That's very like
stupid.
It's very like a Steel Panther kind of vibes, you know, slippery when wet. Bon Jovi.
I wanted to call us the Blackberries.
That's cute.
I just thought it was kind of fun.
Yeah.
Sleaze is an incredible name.
It's a stupid name, and if anything, it's a slightly toxic name. But it were, I mean, it's the name.
You have to
name.
Put it through the Glastonbury, like, you know, ladies and gentlemen, the Blackberries. You know, it's
yeah.
not great.
Yeah,
it or you have to, or the what's it, the Jules Holland? You know,
yeah,
the Sleaze,
the Marvelous.
Yeah.
The Sleaze,
ladies and gentlemen,
the Marvelous,
the Tampons,
Robert Coltrane, Ron Sexsmith. Oliver Callan on the phone. Oliver Callan, can I come on the Callan's Kicks and do
Jules Holland?
Jules Holland.
Can I come on the Callan's Kicks and I'll be Jules Holland and I'll be best?
Magnificent.
Right, the team. Sing that team tune.
I had a lot of band names. I had, and there were band names, and I had merch for loads of them before we even I had members and before I even had songs written or anything. I had first one was Inverted Coma, which was a metal band.
That is, yeah, it has to be.
Okay. Yeah, it's quite fun.
Did you see this thing that metal is called metal because it's harder than rock?
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, I heard that the other day.
Metal is called metal because it's harder than rock. Yeah,
this guy's never already, off the clock. Sorry, I'm already got a song there.
Yeah.
Metal is called metal because it's harder than rock.
We'll keep working on this. Anyway, Tony, please.
I was in a kind of...
I'm not over that you told everyone about my car accident. I can't believe you told everyone.
Our accident.
Yeah, our accident.
And if you were the victim of that, if you were in an accident that wasn't
it
your fault...
It was a victimless accident.
Yeah, just a bit of fun. Just a bit of bumping.
Light
I was
bumper.
In another band, which kind of a dance punk band called 1-800 Ghost Dance.
That's good.
1-800
Ghost Dance.
Okay.
I had another band that was the Tampons, which I thought was just kind of a bit edgelordy. I had another band that actually we did gig a few times, which was called the Oxen. It was myself and my friend Lorcan. He played the piano and I played the bass. That was it.
That's an interesting collection of the instruments.
Name, yeah. Piano and the bass. Beautiful.
It was actually
kind of the inversion of the Black Keys. Did the Black Keys just come out and you were...
No, it was at the time when like the Strokes and the Hives and all this, and we're like, what would be a fun plural name without an S? And we just went with the Oxen. Where, what was the other one? The Navy. I thought that was a fun name.
That's sounds like a
that's good
a gay band.
Okay,
doesn't it?
Yeah. Well,
can I say that?
You can say whatever you like.
I guess
Navy is very important for gay cultures, isn't it?
Why is it?
Because they used to have this joke. When gay men used to call each other, he's a friend of Dorothy.
Yes.
Right? Oh yeah.
And then the gays in the Navy, the U.S. our Navy started this search for going right. Who is all these gays? Who's Dorothy? Let's find out who this Dorothy is. They thought Dorothy was like Dorothy from Wizard of Oz. They was a real person. They spent loads of money looking for that.
They spent loads of money looking for Dorothy.
They did then do a little hunt and they kicked out loads of men out of the Navy. But then also when various wars finished, they like settled their boats in San Francisco. And that's why San Francisco's a big gay thing. Because although they were after being away at sea, having a great time with other men, like other friends of Dorothy. And they were like, well, I could live like this, I tell you. And they, rather than go back to Kansas, for example, they stayed in San Francisco in that place. What's it called? The Castro. And all those things. Yeah.
Okay.
And if you want more on that, you can check out Queer History School with Shane Daniel Byrne on the RT Player now.
Yeah.
Stream all episodes now
on
the RT Player.
This is like a whole job application for RTE.
Yeah, RTE getting a lot of plugs here.
Yeah,
I'm sorry about that.
Can we get some TG Cahir in there? Isn't Seachtain na Gaeilge coming up? So let's...
Is it?
I don't know.
There's every week is Seachtain na Gaeilge if you try your little bit of Cúpla Fúcli.
How's your Irish, Tony? Because Shane's quite good.
Neil Ma.
No. Neil Shagama.
We were in sixth year. We had sixth year. This is sixth year in high level. Ardlavale. They had a kigger. An inspector came around.
Mm-hmm.
And she was pregnant. She looked kind of old to be pregnant, but anyway, she was pregnant.
Oh
anyway, she was
that's
going around.
That's a good
and the
shot
teacher,
fired at the kigger.
Strange. Wow. I don't know. Maybe it was just her hair. I don't know. But anyway, I noticed this. I
thought about that with my first class teacher. She was a bit old to be pregnant, but I'm going.
Because you're pushing it now.
Probably 20 years old.
And it probably was a young woman. I don't know. But I was 17. Mm. But then the teacher who was teaching for years was like getting an inspector because everyone's mum kept complaining that we weren't learning Irish. I mean, it's true. And then she asked a guy to test your man. The teacher was shitting himself, rightly so, because he was bad. And she asked him practice for the oral. And she was like, what's your plans for after school? And this guy, the most he could think of was like, Tommy Old School. I am university. That's all he could think of to say.
I am university.
Tommy Old School. Tommy Old School.
As he twisted his long dally mustache.
And then he vanished in a puff of smoke.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Crazy, actually.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, in your lunch, what did you have in your lunchbox for school?
Yeah, what did you have in your lunchbox? Did you have Shogutna?
Just to answer the question, Gillian, stop digressing us. You've brought us on so many.
We had. We were able to get baked potato with beans and cheese.
Shut up.
Baked potato with beans and cheese. But most people got chicken fillet rolls.
Did your mom make you something though early in the day?
Oh, sorry. Is this secondary school?
Well, no, you know, continue with your answer. Sorry, I shouldn't have cut you off.
No, well, I'm a very spoiled little boy. I would always get. A packed lunch for my mother, and she would do that for all four of her children and my dad. Even like, and she would then go to work herself, but she would just insist on it.
Wow!
And
did she get little Pringles and little Pringles pop? Remember the Pringles pop?
No, it was always like homemade. It was usually like yesterday's dinner, and it was like or bits of that, or bread, or I don't know, like
bits of that. Just sounds like she gave you scraps in a box.
Scraps in a box, yeah. But it was filled you up. An apple.
Tony,
now
my little
fruit,
piggies.
A piece
now
of
here's
fruit,
your trophy.
A bit of chocolate.
Pigs.
I'd say Tony had
sandwich.
Tony had all nice things. I'd say he got yogurts with a toy in it, and I'd say he had kitchen roll in his lunchbox.
No,
and I'd say he got like a mini bag of Burger Bites or something.
I probably would have had like maybe a Cadbury's mini roll in there. I might have had a cheese string. Mm-hmm. If it was single wrapped thing, it would probably be in there. Maybe a pack of crisps or Pringles. They had these little Pringle pots that you could like store your Pringles in that would only fit about that many.
Yeah,
that
they used to have a banana holder as well in the later years of my latter years in my
That's
education.
That's what I call my hand. That's what I call my hand.
But they did the one thing that you could get. I was trying to figure out the cheapest thing because you could scavenge, and there was always a system of like if someone was eating something, you could call ends on it or whatever. You could call. So there's someone I could kind of get a few scraps on that. But
riff raff,
I mean,
street rat.
I kind of would.
I don't buy that.
You could get like a 50-cent coconut,
like
but then obviously that was done in.
You're kind of the artful dodger.
I was the artful dodger, purloining people's pockets. Just walking around, purloining.
Line up. The farm purveyor of fancy lunch goods.
Oi, sir, where's the chicken in my chicken roll gone? I'm just gobbling it in the corner. Where's the lettuce in my chicken roll?
What's his song?
I don't know.
His
don't
big
know
song is Consider Yourself, but Can maybe for this yourself? Version, maybe he's more of a Fagin, which is Fagin. You got to pick a pocket or two.
You got to pick a pocket or two, boys.
You got to pick a pocket, and they go, large amounts don't grow on trees. You got to pick a pocket or two.
Were you in that? Was there a performance in that?
I was in Oliver,
sorry,
yeah.
A little bit of a...
Thank Oliver you. I was Collins in Oliver, Kicks, you were not in your
not,
hole.
I was not in Collins Kicks, but I was on the Oliver Collins Show and RTE. What a great...
Something else.
Fucking Jesus. Oliver.
Christ. I was in Oliver, yeah, and I didn't have... I just was in the background in the chorus. But look at me now, I'm a fucking star. Yes. I think I might have told this before. The boy... Jeez, I'm sick of even saying that. Can we stop doing this podcast? I'm
no.
The boy who played Oliver, Oliver Twist.
Yes.
But the musical is just called Oliver.
Yes.
Book and lyrics by Lionel Bart, based on...
Exclamation mark.
The book by...
Dickens.
Charles Dickens.
You didn't get there quick enough. Maybe I'm the book guy now.
Okay, take it. I've written one, but whatever.
Well, you've written a draft.
Yeah. Well, the draft could... It's a manuscript.
You only submitted 18,000 words. He was asked for 20.
Quality, not quantity.
And you know what he told me as well?
Quality, not quantity when it comes to words. You guys
they wrote
know
back, this really is a draft because it's very drafty and windy and sparing in here. Well, is that what they said?
Those are bad adjectives. You obviously aren't a wordsmith like
I'm
myself.
Not.
We go back to Oliver. No, it was born.
No, it was good. The boy
who played
Oliver.
He was boring, everyone.
The boy who would be Oliver.
The boy who played Oliver was at the teacher's desk one day and somehow something transpired where his fly was down and you couldn't just see his boxers, you could see his entire penis. Is that boring for you?
No, it's not. I'm sorry.
Yes.
That's actually
He took it very well. He just zipped up. He was like, oh, all right.
Oh, my God.
Should these things happen?
Was he German?
No, he wasn't. Wasn't.
French?
He
How
wasn't.
Is he so comfortable How with your body?
How do you instill confidence like that? Of having your lad out. Unless it was intentional.
Unless he was trying
to entrap the teacher and get the teacher sacked.
The teacher had shares in a plane.
What?
This is what I heard. This is the story. This particular teacher had...
Shares in a plane.
He owned a plane in... What
get
you call
these
it, time
motherfucking
share.
Shares yeah. off this motherfucking plane.
What?
Share. And share, you know... An she icon. Was walking in Memphis. And... What's going on?
You had a teacher who had part ownership of a plane?
Yes, yes.
Not a jet.
I don't know.
Surely a small biplane.
Or gay plane. These are unconfirmed rumors. But
did they go to a certain island that a certain New York financier went to? Or is that...
Rumor was he was also a very wealthy man. I don't know. But he had a little briefcase
Clinton,
which he carried
Hawking,
around.
His Harold's Cross teacher. Everyone.
There was a moment before the show yesterday where, you know, you have the backstage green room.
Yes.
There's lights and then there's the mirror. Shane was doing some very funny bits in that. He was like leaning in front of the mirror, looking into his own eyes, going, reveal yourself to me.
Come on. Reveal yourself to me. That's my friend Jerry Kelly's joke. I have to give it to Jerry Kelly.
It was so funny.
That's funny.
Come to me. Reveal yourself
to me. I texted Killian and I said, is this time okay to pick you up? He said yes. And he wrote back then and said, do you have a stepladder?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, because we're painting.
And I felt like a very Killian response. You're painting what?
Well, we're painting the house. We moved in.
Did you get paint on my stepladder?
No.
Okay.
He said it's not oil-based. It can wash off.
Anna, yeah, we're going to need to buy a new stepladder for Shane and Ray. No. No. All good.
Where do you
have
a stepladder? Is it your daddy's?
It's absolutely none of your business, Sony. Some things have to remain private.
Is it to kiss your big fella?
Cannot believe you asked him that.
I don't do that.
Sorry.
So we're painting the house at the minute. And we have painted the bedroom. We thought, I don't know, DIY is very funny. Like, you go into shops that you only go into like once every 5 years and pretend that you know what you're talking about. But the person is, I was like picking up paint. We're doing brilliant white. And there's like different types. There's like...
That's great.
Gloss.
It's brilliant.
The white, it's fantastic.
That's brilliant. Yeah.
They're brilliant white. Do you guys have fantastic white or absolutely brilliant? Mm. Absolutely brilliant.
I would have thought you'd have something since you're so woke, like guilty white. Brilliant white seems like something you wouldn't ever buy.
Do you guys have white privilege?
That's a bit fucking proud. We're not getting something a bit more fucking, you know. Ashamed white.
Ashamed white. Anyway, but I was like going up to the guy, just going like, so just trying to like, and that's cool. That's Matt, is it? That's Matt White. And he's like, yeah, says that Matt on the tin. Is that what you want? And I was like, yeah, that looks good. Cool. Just doing all these kinds of things. And like, do you have a measuring tape? Yeah, I've got one. He did. Do you know what he did? I said, do you have a measuring tape? And he was like, yeah. And he took one out of his pocket and gave it to me. And I was like, your one? And he was like, no, it's one from the shop. I was like, why was it in your pocket? He was like, I was just using it for a second. I can get you a new one.
I love that kind of that's energy. Great. I love that.
So good. It's like, I can get you a new one. And I was like, no, that's actually the most precious measuring tape I will ever own. Thank you,
the best
sir.
Bit of my dad's toolbox is that in there he has pencils, and the pencils are not paired by a pairer, they're done by a Stanley blade. Wow.
That's so cool, isn't
that's
it?
That's so cool. Blade. So
do you know, cool. Like, DIY is cool. Doing DIY, having like paint all over yourself and you're just.
Is paint DIY?
I mean, it's, you know, it's a bit.
Paint is DIY.
Do you have experience with paint? Do you have experience with painting?
I work in paint, yeah.
You work in paint. So when you're there with paint all over you, is like Anna just sitting there drinking a Diet Coke, just going, oh.
No.
I don't want you.
She's an artist.
Oh, of course
she is. She's actually the painter pro. I'm very gung-ho when it comes to DIY. I'm very like, let's just do it. Let's go at it. And they'll be like, no, we need to prepare. And she knows how to do it. And I'm like, no, we'll just get there. We'll get in the corner. I just run in with two brushes and just go to fucking town, you know? That's not, I was good. I was roller boy. But I mean, it's hard. We thought we would get the whole apartment done. We only got one room done. Double.
It's tough. It's tough to you. So rollers layer. And all that? Proper rollers?
Yeah.
Telescopic handle?
What?
Telescopic handle?
Is that like extends?
Yes.
Yeah, we got
okay,
the extends.
Okay, so lingo here. Let's just poke holes in this story. So you have one with a roller with the telescopic lens.
Yes.
That's our telescopic pole. Right, okay.
Telescopic. So you can see Pluto.
Very
with this
useful
one.
And you can... And Mr. Sunderman, you can reach the top of the wall with that.
I could paint a mustache onto the Mount Rushmore with this.
Okay,
thing.
Okay. Wow. And then I'm confused because I just see from your text records you've texted your colleague looking for a stepladder. Why would a man as tall as you with a telescopic roller?
If you'll remember, Mr. Burn, we were leaving to go to Yorkshire.
Detective Burn,
we were leaving, and I was leaving my partner, who, as you'll know, is not as tall as myself. So she may have perchance need the stepladder. She needed the stepladder because she's shorter than me.
Your Honor, may I approach the bench?
You may, but make it quick.
I'm a detective and a lawyer.
Oh, no! This is the reveal.
Your Honor, I have no idea what I'm doing. I do not have court. I have not passed the Florida bar.
I'm freaking the fuck out.
You're freaking
the fuck out. I'm freaking the fuck out myself.
Have you seen the size of Jamie Oliver's spoons? What the fuck? Your Honor, I'm losing my... I declare this a mistrial. Oh. Everyone take drinks on the bayou.
Do I have to give him a stepladder back, or...
Hey, when you're finished, you do. Okay. Yeah. Sometimes I think a grown-up thing...
Do you use it for your planters?
My planters are gorgeous at the moment. I can't even tell you. My a grown-up thing is that you loan things to people and then you never get them back. This is a part of adult life that you must contend with.
It is.
We will give the stepladder back as it's decreed on the podcast and the weird judicial system thing that we went through there.
My dad has borrowed tools from things from men who have since died. And he just has them now. Is that the overall goal? Is that what adult life is about? Seeing
what
you can get?
Can I lend you a morph suit? For a performance. What did I lend you?
I
lent you a bodice.
Sorry, did I lend you my morph suit?
You lent me a bodice. You lent me a bodice.
Grant, I'm just thinking.
A chained bodice that you.
Chained bodice.
I will give to you.
That's fine. So I was just trying to remember.
I kind of have a lot of people's stuff now.
You do?
Yeah.
Accruing quite a lot for your little fucking Smaug palace.
My little
sitting
palace.
On other people's shit.
My brilliant white palace.
Your brilliant white palace.
My white brilliant
palace. I would love to
do
be
good. Do you mind
at...
that the sort of red sexy thing is now completely white?
Everything is white.
Yeah, but that's how we. When me and Anna paint, we just paint everything white. Everything we own makes it brand new.
It's brilliant.
That's how dyeing works, isn't it? You.
Do you know what I think Anna would love? Right, a bit of a flirty thing. You just put a bit of paint on her cheek and then just give it a little wipe and then give her a kiss.
But we have,
and
only,
then maybe
like,
rub
we
her
have,
shoulders.
Only like really big paintbrushes, like
yeah,
only really
right across her mouth.
Just across her mouth.
Yeah. I saw something cute in a movie.
It's more like I'll do it more like Saruman, you know, Saruman.
Yeah.
Blessing the Uruk-hai. I want it to be like, you know, Saruman. Love Actually, but it ended up being like Lord of the Rings. You will be white hand.
Urukai.
I have tried DIY a couple of times. I've tried, Terry won't let me get a drill.
She's probably right.
She is probably right. I tried to like put an Ethernet, not an Ethernet, a big long kind of cable. You know the one that goes into the, that goes from your wall into your router and then, you know, yeah, the big thick one?
Yeah. Like the one for the TV they used to have called the pipe.
The pipe is gone.
Yes.
Need a pipe and a scarf.
Yeah. Yeah. The weather. Ugh, the pipe is gone. It
the
must be the rain.
The pipe after knocking out.
This
hold
was
on.
Not too long ago.
Yeah.
The
weather was. Now. Anyway, so it was one of those big thick cables. And then I didn't have a drill, but I had the wire and I needed to fucking extend where my internet was going. So I was trying to extend it to this little spare room. And I. So I didn't have a drill, but what I did have was an IKEA screwdriver, like electric screwdriver,
oh
with
my
fuck
God.
All torque in it.
Wow.
And so I had,
you have no torque in that.
And it sounds had, like a killer asunder.
And I had the drill bit, which was not appropriate. It was really long because it was a really thick wall. Mm. Like this was literally, I need like a masonry drill to actually get through.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I get this thing and I put it into the thing and it's not even straight. Like it's actually swirling like this. Whee, whee,
yeah,
whee.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like it's almost like trying to draw a circle because it's so out of whack. But I push anyway and I keep going. And then the light over my head just turns off. And I went white. Like I felt like ice in my veins. And I was like, I almost died. Yeah. And then I sat there and Terry's like, how are you getting on? I was just sitting in a chair, just staring at the wall. And she's like, what's up? And she saw like all the kind of like chalky fucking plaster and the light was off. And
what
I was like,
done?
I almost died. So I'm not allowed to do the drill anymore.
That's fair enough. And that's not a drill, by the way. That's just a screwdriver.
Yeah. But I know what you mean, having to be like, you know, I'm totally like, I have to do this right now.
I feel cool.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like I walk to the shop covered in hands covered in paint, get a sandwich from the deli and some crisps, and then I go back to my house and I drink a cup of tea and then I go back at, and
cool.
I go at it and I feel fucking, I don't know, hard labor it excites me. I like it. It's
that's
good.
Nice.
And you feel tired at the end of the day.
How are you acclimatizing to the new neighborhood?
I'm trying to build neighborly. I'm saying hi to everyone.
That's great.
I'm just really my uncle told, it's a philosophy assist that you build community, you build neighborly love.
Yeah.
And so I'm just saying hi to everyone.
That's great.
I was like the hardware guy. I was really trying hard when I was asking him about the map.
You said neighborly love last week. I have never heard that before. Is that neighborly love? Is that...
Sounds like a very cute concept, but not one.
Do you love
your... You guys don't believe
I don't believe in
love.
I don't think I need to
you
love
You don't believe
them.
In love.
I think say hello to them. Be
do
nice.
You believe in hate?
You know, in English, don't even go to the neighbor's field, but... Oh
no! I will be going to everyone's.
You know what they know they're not good at in England.
No,
death,
I'm.
Death.
You know what we're going to be friends
with. Over here, we're going
to. Oh, I can't keep.
No, we are. We are. I can't. I'm looking forward to it.
Just making friends with the people that you live around.
Yeah.
I think that's important. I don't think we do it enough, and I like talking to people. And, you know, it's nice and knowing the people that you live around and this kind of stuff. There's a family across the road. In this nice house, I'm staring. I'm like, I'm going to make such good
staring
friends.
I'm staring at them.
If they look across at the window, I'm just staring at them.
Yeah, you're going to be my friends.
You're going to be my friends. And there's
breathing
holding up a sign
on the fucking
saying,
glass.
Be my friends.
Yeah.
Just in the interest of balance, I agree with that, right? Seems to be a new chap across the road from our house. I keep an eye on the neighborhood.
Seems to be a new chap.
So it seems to be a new chap there, so I will try and say hello to him. But just for balance, what also is good is deciding that you hate a neighbor. That can actually be a really fun...
No, yeah.
We hated this woman for no reason.
Wow.
We were like, oh, there's that prick again.
Love that.
It was
like... a bit of fun.
And then you start to... You lose track of it and you're like, do I hate it? I was like, no, of course not. But it is fun to just keep it going for a while. I was like, ugh. Oh, she got her Dunn's delivery. What an idiot. You know, this kind of thing.
And that takes up the whole road.
It keeps you going. I don't know. This just brightens things up a little bit.
Yeah, hate is powerful. But I think neighborly love is something I want to create. I kind of want to be able to have this sort of almost like a musical where you're walking down the street and I leave the house and then someone across the road goes, hey, Killian. And then I'm kind of skipping along and then I don't even have to walk into the coffee shop. Like my friend, Adam, actually, is a local coffee shop. He's a friend of mine.
Great.
So he's holding my order already out and I go, cha, thank you, Adam.
Love
and then
it.
I walk along and then the hardware store guy
like
is
a
like, hey, how's that brilliant white? And I said, I'm almost as brilliant as you.
Oh.
And then I skip along and then I jump onto the bus that is already driving and I hop on and I grab onto, obviously there's no access into the bus, so I would just jump into the bus and sort of just splat off it and fall. And then
he's like, you know, whatever, 175.
Yeah.
175 there, mate.
175. And then I go, I don't have it all. And he goes, then get the fuck off.
Right.
But so, I don't know. I have this vision.
Do you know what you do if you want to have like a...
this wonderful feeling.
Yeah.
If you want to have like a usual, go into the restaurant, right? And if you do have like a usual thing, just say, hi, how's it going? This is what my dad does. You go into a restaurant and say, hi, my name is... It's also Tony. My name is Tony. This is what I normally get. So that'd be the usual. So if I say, can I have the usual? That would be what it is. And,
set it up.
And this is like a nice table here. Like, I really like this table. If I like call in advance, do you reckon you could put me in this table? And then he'll just tip well. But he says it all. He'll say it all.
Wow.
Rather than just, eventually they figured out that that's the usual and that's the usual table.
So you just set it up.
Can I get the usual? Have my usual table, please.
But isn't
on the second day.
That's very unnatural. It's not natural. I kind of like the sort of, what about going there for 25, 30 years and doing the same thing every single time? I mean, that's a lot more work.
Yeah, a lot more work.
But it's just more honest.
Skip it. Just ask for shit.
Yeah, you're right.
Just ask for shit. Now, Shane, are you in a better mood now?
I am in a better mood. Thank you very much. And
would you know that he came in here with a bad mood and he's actually in a fucking flying form now? That's what hanging out with his best bros means.
I'm not grumpy. I'm having mental health. Men's mental health.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
Oh, you do have mental health, don't you?
I'm having some men's mental health.
I have
do you want to change the conversation?
No. I certainly don't.
Would you want to change the conversation about it?
Let's change the conversation.
No, we men's want to, mental let's, health. Let's not jump into that.
What is your favorite men's mental health?
Going for a run.
Okay. Killian, what's your favorite men's mental health?
Autism.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Mine is minding your noggin. That's mine.
That's good. Yeah. That might be the name of a podcast, but anyway.
Is it?
Could be.
But it could be.
Thanks, Jason Bird's podcast.
Shane, just before we go, just because I think my lawyer said to say this on, but I might have to just, there might be a letter coming towards you at some point with some sort of kind of legal letter kind of thing about injury and stuff like that, because I am, I did have to get kind of corrective.
Have you been injured in a work car park?
Were you in an accident that wasn't your fault?
Yes, I called that guy. So just I'm not suing you because that's a strong word to use, isn't it? But I will be legally
Bilby Baggins.
Well, joke's on you, Killian, because I don't have insurance or any money. So
I will come for your family. Anyway,
don't crash any cars.
Don't crash your car, and also
go see Shane.
Go see Shane.
But it's sold out. Bicker Street tomorrow.
The 8th of March. Tickets ready to go, though.
That's great. Go to that one. 8th of March.
I'll be there for both of them. Also, Tony has got his show. Also, you should go see that. Litterbox. It's going to be amazing.
That's right. Well, the first one's actually sold out. So the second one is available, and that's June 14th in Bicker Street. Or there is, we got Greystones. We have got Dundalk. We have got Cork. We have Galway being penciled in right now. We've got London being penciled in right now. We have got the Dreoct and Blanche. We've got Hoth. There's more that I just can't. I don't want the list in front of me. So please check out my Instagram for links to all those. But also, do you know what? Do you know what I will say? I am 200 people away. Now, this might be different at the time from having 50,000 Instagram subscribers.
Oh, yeah.
And I view that as a personal milestone.
Yeah,
if you don't currently follow me, would you give it a shot? At Tony Haar. Thanks very much.
Yeah. That's pathetic. That was really pathetic.
It's brazen. You just got to ask for things.
Well, I am 10,000 away from 50,000.
That's amazing.
Listen, guys, have a good one and mind yourselves, listen and look after yourselves. And remember, your young hot guys are always here.
Well, until we're not.
But we are great with death.
If we're free.
We are.
We're great. It's a great culture.
Loud.
And a little bit sad.
He was the best guy around.
Oh my, is it hot in here or what?
You're an attractive guy.
It's the fabulous Tony Cantwell.
I'm talking about Shane Daniel Byrne.
Idiots on the ball!
This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Head Stuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.
If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Head Stuff Plus.